David Francis works in the Utah 4-H Extension office and helps provide science, technology, engineering, and math programs to the public.
So we take what happens at the university, we get it in the hands of the people, and conversely, we take questions from the community and issues that need to be solved and take them to the university and start coming up with solutions. So there's this two-way street of information flow and questions.
Francis says the National 4-H Council wanted to take Extension a step further and approached Google about expanding efforts in computer science and computational thinking.
And that can include things like robotics, include the computer science, it can include the natural resources and environmental sciences. People, when they hear 4-H, they think, oh, that's like agriculture, that's cooking, that's sewing. And so what we're trying to do is kind of push that envelope to expand the reach of that. And so this next step is really fostering the computer coding and the computer science.
Francis says programs like this have important impacts on the lives of young people.
We don't want kids just be users of technology. We want them to be creators of technology.
These programs help young people become qualified for future jobs, but it also helps develop leadership skills.
And that's what I think is most exciting about what we're doing, is using teens as teachers for computer science, because that's what's going to give them the skills that they can go into industry and say, not only do I understand the science of what we're doing, but I have the skills of a leader to be able to collaborate, to communicate, to work as a team collectively to realize some of these goals. And that's what I think is helping kids prepare kids for these careers.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.